energy is in everything that we do. Everywhere that we go, every person that we encounter, every person that we pass, every post that we scroll past, every TV show that we watch, every movie that we consume, like, there is energy in everything, y'all. And whew, anybody listening that's been through this awakening process, you know, awakening to the spiritual self, can relate to the fact that energy is a lot. I really feel like we can all relate to the fact that energy is a lot. And when you really start to awaken to your spiritual self, you connect with it on such a deeper level. And y'all, I am so sensitive to energy. I have like barricaded myself in the house, okay? Not really, but I still take my daughter to school. And I do like necessary, absolutely necessary errands. Like if I have to stop, I will, but I've just been in hermit mode. Like I'm so sensitive to the world right now. Oh man, I can feel everything. I can feel everything, y'all. The things that I used to enjoy watching, like my favorite TV shows and like my favorite movies, I'm starting to realize that they're not quite my favorite anymore. I've actually come to see that I can't tolerate them. All of the drama and just the uncertain and unstable energy. And I know that it's just characters. It's just those actresses and those actors play their role so damn well that I really feel the intention behind their role. Like they are so gifted, though. They're true magicians, I tell you, because I can feel, you know, what they're trying to portray their character as, and it's just too much, y'all. Oh man, that's me all day. I'm just like, oh man, because it's just, I feel everything. I've been feeling everything. I've been hearing things with like an extra sense I've never been able to hear so good. I'm like, what, y'all? I'm just really going. I'm going through it, but it's not a, I love this. I'm embracing it. I'm embracing growing a stronger and deeper connection with spirit every single day, because this is all that I do, y'all. I don't do anything with my time. Well, I do, but when I drop my daughter off at school, y'all, it's work, but I don't really consider this work. This is just me being me, doing what I love and sharing that with you, expressing it, because I know that there's others out there that's walking a similar journey to mine, a similar path, that is going through the same thing that I am, going through the same motions, the same feels. We're all connected after all, you know. I know that I'm not alone in my feelings. So I don't really consider this work. It's just, you know, me being me and sharing it with the people who resonate with me and I resonate with. But anyways, I just, this week I've really just been hermit mode, and I drop my daughter off, I come home and I just meditate. I spend my whole day in a meditative state. Not even kidding. I meditate for the 6-7 hours that I'm at home. I just meditate whatever way works for me, whether I'm dancing or if I'm just sitting and listening to music, or if I'm interacting with my cards, or just laying down, just sitting there, just whatever. I've been spending my days just in the clouds, in my mind, and it's been so beautiful. It's been beautiful. I've had to do a lot of grounding, that's for sure. I've had to do a lot of grounding where I would just float away. And energy is just all around us, y'all. It's in everything. Everything that I touch, I can feel the energy of it. Everything that I encounter, you know, the things that I watch, I can just feel the energy of it. I've been really fixated on Marvel during this this staycation, I should say. I like the feeling I get, you know, watching the Avengers. It makes me feel like I'm a part of the crew. This process has also made me so much more aware to the fact that energy is all around us. Energy is in everything that we do, you know, everything that we touch, everything we encounter. I've heard that 1,000 times, but I never really understood it till right now, until this current phase in my life, because in this current phase, I feel everything. And if it's not pure, if it's not genuine, if it's not good and true intention, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want it around me. I don't want to consume it. I just don't want anything to do with it, because I've worked so hard to get myself where I am. And I'm always going to say that, because I have. And I'm always going to give myself credit for it, because it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. And now that I got myself here, I'm going to love myself and I'm going to nurture this. I'm going to honor it, because it's truly a gift. It's a gift to know the pure and real intention of things and people, because you know. I'm very, very thankful. I'm very thankful. I still don't quite understand why the universe chose me, but I don't think I'll ever truly understand. It's not for me to understand. It's just for me to do my part of my contract, my soul contract. It's just my responsibility to do my part. It's just sometimes I can't wrap my head around how truly fucking magical I am, and how magic is in all the experiences around me. Magic is in all the experiences around me. Life is magic. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. Thanks for listening to me, magician. Just ramble on, because that's what I do. I hope you have a good day, or had a good day. Talk to you soon.